Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, one of my heroes, folks, and one of yours, too, whether you know it or not, chief economist for the NFIB, the purveyor of the outstanding gold standard for small business research, the Index of Small Business Optimism by NFIB and Bill Dunkelberg. I don't know what we'd do without it. Bill's been sharing it with us now for over 18 years. Bill, thank you so much for that. I want to talk about, as we wrap up our visit today, I want to talk about inflation and the reaction by the Fed to the heating up economy and the inflation numbers, and also how this is going to play out with Wall Street's reaction to interest rates, and is that going to hurt Main Street? What do you think about all that?
Yeah, well, the Fed did raise rates again yesterday, which we expected, and so we're seeing now almost depending on how far back you go, recent times a full point increase now in that fundamental Fed's fund rate. And they said, by the way, we'll probably raise it another 50 basis points, another half a point before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So they're telling us they're going to have 4 hikes. They've already had 2, so that means 2 probably remain in our future.
Most people were thinking 3 beginning of the year, weren't they?
Yeah, right. We thought 3, and we thought that was an iffy number because it would depend a lot, of course, on whether the economic growth numbers stayed up and whether the inflation number came up. And, mm-hmm. of course, that's very controversial. You know, a lot of us don't like a central bank that is trying to create inflation. But the Fed has done that with this thing called quantitative easing and providing all that liquidity. And, of course, they also found out that they can't really create inflation, which is, I hope they keep that in mind, that they've been unsuccessful all through that period in creating inflation or stimulating growth. You know, mm-hmm. the growth stimulation came not from anything the Fed did. It came from electing a management team in Washington that was going to take care of the real thing.
And get out of the way. Get out of the way of the economy.
Right. So we got higher interest rates, and that does mean our borrowed money, a lot of the loans that we take out are tied to some market interest rate, and they're going to be going up, but not nearly as much as, of course, our outlook has improved. So in a sense, if you think of it as an equation where interest rates are in the denominator and expected profits are in the numerator, the denominator got bigger, but the numerator has gotten bigger much faster. Mm-hmm. So everything looks much better for investment. And so even though the rates will go up, it won't stand in our way. We can still have another year or two of really good growth.
Well, that's a good, excellent report, Bill. Thank you for that. And when I think about all this, so when I think about interest rates going up, Bill, I think of, okay, so let's say that by the end of the year that rates are the prime rate is I don't mean prime, I mean Fed funds rate is 2.25. What's it now, 1.75 or is 2?
The top is 2 now.
Okay,
the range
2.
Is 1.75 to 2. So you just say 2.
All right, so 2 points. So let's say it's going to be 2.5 by the end of the year.
2.5. Right.
And that means prime is 5.5. Small
right
business owners
there,
live in a world of prime plus. So if you're a good customer of a bank and you've got a good balance sheet, then you're going to pay prime plus 1. That means 6.5. Bill, even if you're not, even if you're a little bit riskier and you have to go 7.5, Bill, we can make money with 6.5, 7.5% interest. So this interest rate is not a spooking condition for Main Street, but it is for Wall Street. And that's what my worry is that Wall Street's going to get the heebie-jeebies over all this interest hikes, and they're going to do something stupid. And even though they're not part of the real economy, they're going to help take down the economy. And that's what I'm upset about.
Well, I think you've got a good point. If we look at what the Federal Reserve says about our net worth as consumers, we're around $100 trillion. They say, oh, we added, $5 trillion last month, et cetera. But that's basically the value of the assets that we hold minus our debt, which stays more or less steady.
Right.
So you've got three big assets there. Housing is getting better, so we've been through a bubble, but in a lot of places in the U.S., house prices are now exceeded where they were in 2007. But bigger is the stocks, and of course there's that mathematical relationship between bond prices, the value of the bond that you have,
right,
and interest rates.
So hey, Bill, I gotta wrap it
bond
up.
Bond prices fall.
I gotta wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Gave us a good report. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.